This is part four in a series entitled Supernatural Manifestations. And as I learned from my spiritual father, Dr. Rennie McLean, revelation determines manifestation. In the last message, I was talking about the following, and I just kind of want to share it with you. I had shared that the more your mind has been fashioned by carnal men, the less revelation from God you'll be able to receive. I'd also share that the more your mind has been fashioned by God, the more revelation you'll be able to receive and to accept. And so I'd shared with you that the purpose of revelation was conform you to the image and likeness of the Lord Jesus, because what the Apostle Paul teaches in the book of Romans is that the Father has destined you to be conformed to the image and likeness of His Son Jesus. And so I was talking about how revelation builds a riverbed of Jesus in your life and ministry. And here's the point that I want to make. Revelation deepens the riverbed of Jesus in your life so that you can receive either 30-fold, 60-fold, or 100-fold. Listen to me carefully. How much of the river of God flows in your life is determined by the size of your riverbed, the depth of your riverbed, and the clarity of your riverbed. And allow me to share from the book of Revelation, chapter 22, beginning with verse 1. And he showed me a pure river of water of life, clear as crystal, proceeding out of the throne of God and of the Lamb. And in the midst of the street of it, on either side of the river, there was the tree of life, which bare 12 manner of fruits, and yielding her fruit every month. And the leaves of the tree were for the healing of the nations. Allow me to share with you a heavenly experience that I had one time. I saw the person of God the Father. I could not make out his features. He was a being of pure white light. But the glory cloud that surrounded God the Father was peeled back so that I saw a part of his arm and his leg. And whatever words I use in this vision, in this encounter with God, are inadequate. But just like you will have beads of sweat or sweat drop off of you, I saw water drop off of the Father's arm, off the Father's leg, into the throne, under the throne. It came out from underneath the throne of God, through the temple of God, through the city of God, through the third heaven, down into the earth. And I asked the Holy Spirit, I said, what am I looking at? And he referred me to the prophet Jeremiah, which I'm going to turn there. And I want to share that with you because I think it's very important for me to do so. And allow me to find the scripture for just a moment. It was in chapter 2 of the prophet Jeremiah. And allow me to read verse 13. Jeremiah chapter 2, verse 13. For my people have committed two evils. They have forsaken me, the fountain of living waters, and have hewed them out cisterns, broken cisterns that can hold no water. In other words, these cisterns were like there was no riverbed. And when I asked the Holy Spirit, I said, what am I looking at? And he said, the Father is the fountain of living waters. Then that's when I knew that when you receive living water, you're actually receiving the life of the Father himself. And so Jesus said on that last great day of the feast, he said, he who believes on me and into me, as the scripture has said, out of his belly shall flow rivers of living water. But first, the living waters come from the Father himself, into your spirit, out of your belly, in terms of prayer and praise and worship. And notice that it is circular, because everything having to deal with the kingdom of God and the kingdom of the Father is circular. Amen. And so And by the way, if you go and you research this in the original language, you'll discover that this river of living water is a river of words. It's a river of revelations that produce the manifestations of God in your life, and also in terms of your ministry. And so if you're not pleased with the size of your riverbed, if you don't feel like it's deep enough or wide enough, I want to urge you to receive the revelation of the Word, because the revelation of the Word will deepen and widen your riverbed so that more of the river of God can flow through you and bring life. So allow me to say this to you. You should pray for Jesus to deepen and widen your riverbed, the riverbed of your heart, so that you can receive a greater flow of the Spirit, the river of life. And so the secret to a greater anointing and a greater glory of God in your life and ministry is a greater riverbed. And so in order for Jesus to give you a deeper, wider, and greater riverbed, watch me now, Christ must dig up and out all your carnal roots. Jesus must disturb your earth to give you a greater riverbed. Allow me to say this to you, if I may. When you welcome a divine disturbance, you are delivered from evil, so you can receive a deposit from God for your life and ministry. Revelation is a deposit that produces a manifestation of the presence of God, the power of God, and the glory of God. But in order for you to receive the deposit, you have to allow yourself to be divinely disturbed. You need to accept a divine interruption in your life. That means things will not proceed as usual, because divine revelation is designed by God to bring a divine disturbance that will reorient you, realign you, reposition you, and relocate you in the realm of the Spirit so that the deposit of God can carry you into your God-ordained destiny. I want to say that again, because divine revelation is designed by God to bring a divine disturbance that will reorient you, realign you, reposition you, and relocate you in the realm of the Spirit so that a deposit of God can carry you into destiny. And this deposit of God will produce manifestations of God in your life that will bring transformation of habits, character, and life so that you can see Jesus in your own heart. You can see Jesus in your own mind. You can see Jesus in your own body. And when Jesus disturbs you, he interrupts the order of things in your life. Jesus interferes with the arrangement of things in your ministry. And Christ rearranges things in the church. You see, when Jesus begins to reorient you and Christ readjusts your thinking and plans and relationships to his purpose, when Jesus begins to realign you, Christ takes you from where you have drifted off course and brings you into harmony with himself, cooperation with his present will, and agreement with both his individual and corporate purpose. Actually, Christ works in you to improve your response to the will of the Father. So when Jesus repositions you, Christ puts you in a place where he wants you to occupy. Listen to me carefully. That position is a favorable condition, state, and standing. So when Jesus relocates you, he enables you to identify, to discover the set, fixed, or established assignment in his will for you at this season, so that you can lay claim to what God has for you in the here and the now. I want to say that to you again. That position that Christ puts you in is a favorable condition. It's a status, it's a standing. And so when Jesus relocates you, he enables you to identify, discover the set, fixed, or established assignment that the Father has for you in his will at this season, so that you can lay hold to and claim on that which God has for you, that which God wants to do through you, and that the Father wants to be glorified as the result of your faith, your perseverance, and your obedience through Jesus. Listen to me carefully. The deposit of Jesus has been entrusted to you so that you can get to the people exactly what God has for them. The deposit of God brings destiny, the predetermined course of events that bring God's glory. And so as the deposit of Jesus works in your riverbed, you gain wisdom, you gain character through the correction of the Word and the Spirit. And so as you discern the voice of correction, you discern your direction. Listen to me carefully. Revelation brings correction. And when you obey revelation and you say yes to the God-given correction, it puts you in the direction of the Father's will so that you can proceed on into destiny. Listen to me carefully, because what I'm about to say next is very, very important. If you take the Father's correction as rejection, it is a sign you are still in need of some spiritual, mental, and emotional healing. If you take correction as rejection, then it means you are hearing through your hurts and through your history, and not hearing the love and the kindness of the Father, who wants to take revelation and release you from your hurts and your history so that you can step into the future. And the future becomes now when you say yes to revelation, correction, and direction. It brings a deliverance from past hurts and your past history so that you can, through your spiritual hunger and humility, step into what the Father has for you now, that Jesus has purchased, that is yours, so that you can minister out of what you've received. Peter said in Acts 3, "Such as I have, I give you." And so the Father wants to give you something that you can have it through his Messiah Jesus, and so that you can minister to others and manifest, I said manifest, revelation. It becomes reality. So when a person says no to correction, when a person says no to correction, they miss direction and they miss destiny. But when a person says no to rejection and accepts correction, then that person is healed of their hurts. And after you have been healed of your hurts, you'll be able to reshape your life, step out of history that confines, and step into destiny that liberates, so that you can step into what the Father has for you. Your history is healed, your past dissolves, and your future becomes now. Revelation, what God said to you, over you, concerning you, becomes reality, and you step into the manifestation of the Father's promises. They become reality in your life now through the Messiah Jesus. Supernatural manifestations. Receive it now through the person of Jesus the Messiah.